This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the journey of the Indian community in Trinidad and Tobago is about courage. Addressing an Indian community event in Trinidad and Tobago this morning, Mr. Modi said their ancestors faced hardships with hope and carried the Ramayana in their hearts. He said they were not just migrants but messengers of a timeless civilization.
I am happy to announce that OCI cards will now be given to the sixth generation of the Indian diaspora in Trinidad and Tobago. You are not just connected by blood or surname. You are connected by belonging. India looks out you. India welcomes you. And India embraces you.
The Prime Minister encouraged the Indian community to visit their ancestral land and deepen their connection with India. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Prasad Biseser of Trinidad and Tobago has announced that PM Modi will be conferred with the Order of Trinidad and Tobago, the Caribbean nation's highest honour. This is Prime Minister Modi's first visit to the country as Prime Minister and the first bilateral visit at the Prime Ministerial level in Trinidad to Trinidad and Tobago since 1999. During his two-day visit, the Prime Minister will hold talks with President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangalu, and Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Biseser. The Prime Minister will address a joint session of the Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago. On the next leg of his five-nation visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Argentina on the invitation of President Javier Milei. This will be the first bilateral visit to Argentina by an Indian Prime Minister in 57 years. The discussions will review ongoing cooperation and explore ways to enhance the strategic partnership between the two nations. Russia has accepted the credentials of a new ambassador of Afghanistan, making it the first nation to recognize the Taliban government of the country. In a statement, the Russian Foreign Ministry said Moscow saw good prospects to develop ties and would continue to support Kabul in security, counter-terrorism and combating drug crime. No other country has formally recognized the Taliban government that seized power in August 2021 as US-led forces staged a chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan after 20 years of war. The US Congress has passed President Donald Trump's sprawling tax and spending bill in a significant and hard-fought victory for the president and his domestic agenda. After a grueling session on Capitol Hill, the House of Representatives passed the bill by a vote of 218 to 214 last night. It was approved in the Senate on Tuesday by one vote. Trump had given the Republican-controlled Congress a deadline till the 4th of July to send him a final version of the bill, which he described as a big, beautiful bill to sign into law. In cricket, England will resume play at the overnight score of 77 for 3 on day 3 of the second test at Edgbaston, Birmingham. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Earlier, Captain Shubman Gill's sensational 269-run knock helped India post a mammoth 587-run total in the first innings against hosts England yesterday. Gill scripted history by becoming the first Indian and Asian captain to score a double hundred in a test match in England. In Wimbledon tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji entered into the second round of the men's doubles event in London yesterday. Balaji and his Mexican partner Miguel Reyes Varela defeated American duo of Lerner Tien and Alexander Kovacevic 6-4, 6-4 in an opening round match. In the next round, Balaji and Reyes Varela will meet fourth seeds Marcel Granollers of Spain and Horacio Zapalas of Argentina. In badminton, Kidambi Srikanth booked a spot in the men's singles quarterfinals of the Canada Open Super 300 tournament with a commanding straight game victory over Wang Po Wei of Chinese Taipei yesterday. Srikanth found himself on the back foot early in the first game. However, the world number 49 staged a spirited comeback to clinch both games with ease. And with that, we end this news bulletin.